Hello and welcome to the Everyday Incredible Podcast. I'm your host, Carrie Kitchen. I want to help you find your balance, find your passion, and learn to make every day incredible. On today's audio blog, we're going to be discussing finding confidence in personality. Have you ever been tempted to compare yourself to others? Maybe there's a specific person you have always wanted to be just like. Maybe it's more of a group of people that you've watched and silently wished, if I could only be like them. I was always pretty shy when I was growing up. I felt easily intimidated by the popular kids at school and noticed every flaw about myself that kept me from being one of them. If I wasn't among my group of friends, I generally stayed pretty quiet. I often felt like an outsider. I wish I could get a message to my younger self today, after gaining some life experience. There are things I know now that I wish I'd known then. I wish my younger self would have realized that the ones who are most popular were popular largely because they acted most confidently. It wasn't because of how fit, well-dressed, or pretty they were, though those things helped give them confidence, or at least the appearance of confidence. I wish I knew how even the popular kids have struggles. I wish I'd understood just how interesting our differences make us. I wish I knew how to focus on what makes you feel confident and not on what makes you feel inadequate. I wish I realized that it's okay to not be liked by everyone, because nobody is. I also wish someone had told me about the CLEP exams and how I could have saved time and money in undergrad, but that's a whole other story. We all have stories and unique perspectives on the world. We have different personality types that draw us in different directions. We truly are a mosaic of human life in both visible attributes and those below the surface. I love telling stories of my experiences. I enjoy sharing about international travel, people I've been blessed to meet, and new things I've tried. As relational beings created in the image of God, we have the innate desire to share life with one another, to connect with and learn from one another. We don't really enjoy sharing about our flaws, but they're part of us too. Each personality comes with both strengths and weaknesses. We each make mistakes and experience wins. It's all part of what makes us uniquely us. It's easy to compare ourselves with our ideal image, especially in this world with social media bombarding us with the highlights reels of everyone around us while we sit and sift through our bloopers reel, critiquing each mistake and flaw. When I was going into undergrad, I sat for the Myers-Briggs Type Indicator, a personality assessment that identifies personality types. I was fascinated how well the resulting ENFP type and the additional information described me and my personality. The life experiences have somewhat shifted my personality since then. It still amazes me. I would encourage each of you to visit www.16personalities.com/free-personality-test and find out what your personality type is. Come to the Everyday Incredible Ladies group to share your personality type. Does it fit you? Allow yourself to set aside your bloopers reel and pull out your own highlights. Take some time to reflect on your own story. What experiences, traits, skills, and strengths make you unique and incredible? The Bible verse I'd like to leave with you today is Isaiah 64, verse 8. Yet you, Lord, are our Father. We are the clay. You are the potter. We are the work of your hands. If you would like some more personalized support as you work to balance your life and find your confidence, check out the Take the Next Step tab here at everydayincredible.net. Check back next week for more thoughts on finding Christ-centered life balance. What areas of life do you find are most difficult to balance? I look forward to hearing from you in the group, and I want you to remember that every day is full of opportunities to make every day incredible. Please know that the information provided by Everyday Incredible is not intended to replace individual mental health treatment. If you're not currently working with a mental health professional counselor, we encourage you to find one that is a good fit for you.